Pues antes que nada también.
Thank you very much, and I wish to thank Korea for its participation in this process. Now, on the first question, the antitrust law applies to both public and private companies. Regarding the existence of exceptions, the antitrust law establishes that the exercise of a right, power, or exceptional prerogative granted or recognized by law shall not be considered an anti-competitive practice. Therefore, when decisions on the operation of a public company are made at the legislative level, Conacom can only intervene through advocacy. I illustrate the real case we had recently. When at the start of the war in Ukraine, consumer sales prices rose and the National Congress decided to implement an exclusive subsidy to the state-owned oil company to lower consumer sales prices. This generated a substantial distortion of the market since the price difference was such that it motivated consumers to wait in long lines at the service stations of the public company to the detriment of private competitors. Instead of opening an investigation, Conacom started advocacy and issued an opinion recommending Congress to repeal the law. The law was in effect for a couple of weeks only and was repealed after the issuance of the opinion in light of the legislators' open recognition of the effects on competition generated by the subsidy. Therefore, to summarize, and based on the antitrust law, Conacom considers a sanctioning procedure applicable if the decision that generates the conduct comes from the internal organs of the state-owned company, but it can only intervene with advocacy if there is a law that authorizes or orders a conduct that may have effects on competition. On the second question, firstly, it should be noted that the Council of Ministers is constitutional in Paraguay. Its purpose is to coordinate executive tasks, promote government policy, and adopt collective decisions, and it can also act as a consultative body for the President of the Republic in matters of public interest. However, the functioning of the Council is not regulated, and the meetings do not have a defined periodicity. They are convened by the President of the Republic, who defines the agenda according to the national circumstances of interest. Therefore, the Council of Ministers may not be as effective a forum for the promotion of competition as the cabinets of ministers in other countries. On the other hand, by constitutional provision, Conacom board members would not be able to participate as full members of the Council of Ministers without substantially restructuring Conacom as a ministry or secretariat of state reporting directly to the Presidency of the Republic. With the experience accumulated so far, we can say that it does not seem appropriate to carry out this type of reforms that would not contribute to the development and institutional strengthening, but rather to deepening the independence and autonomy of Conacom with respect to other state agencies. Now, we do, however, consider that the President of the Board of Directors could be invited by the President of the Republic to participate in the Council of Ministers periodically, and especially when issues related to competition are discussed. In order for advocacy opinions or advisory opinions to have a greater impact and effectiveness, we consider that there are tools such as the requirement that the institutions to which they are addressed inform Conacom whether they implemented the recommendations or the reasons for non-implementation, and the requirement that public institutions incorporate prior competition impact studies in their regulatory processes. Thank you.
I thank the reviewers and Paraguay for the questions and answers. Now I